Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, be
come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Holy hands to our God. Don't you know he's worthy? He's so worthy to be praised. I just got to get my celebration on right here, right now. Welcome, welcome, and praise the Lord to fire the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. There is only one God, and he is the God that is declared to be the omnipotent one, the almighty creator of all things known and unknown, talking about Yahweh, the great I am God of the Bible. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. Yes, indeed, I promise you, he is all of that and more. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, 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 the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. Because God wants each and every one of us disciples, children of God, to be victorious believers in Jesus Christ. Because I'm a living witness. God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your spiritual consideration from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 17 through 19, where we read the great patriarch of our faith, Abraham, demonstrates the oft-times overlooked degree of intensity when called upon to trust God. To blindly believe that God is always working our seasons and circumstances for the ultimate good outcome. The question is, can we, like Father Abraham, believe and trust God even when it requires sacrifices that we could have never, ever imagined? This is when and where our faith is tested, tried, and true. For your spiritual consideration, we will be discussing more faith, y'all, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 17 and 19. My special guest is here. I'm here to tell you, life coach, thought leader, woman information, network, and advisory cloud, author, psalmist, songwriter, gospel artist, and first lady woman of God, Tina Nelms Boson is here. Man, you're talking about a blessed woman of God. She has been blessed with ministry. She has been blessed with talents and gifts. And she's going to share her testimony. She's going to share wisdom on how God has moved throughout her life through the many seasons of her faith. We are going to be so, so blessed with this spiritual conversation. And then later on in the broadcast, I got my Shine Artist Spotlight on Man of God, gospel artist Theodore Chestnut. It's been a while, but he'll be back. He's got new music, and we are just straight up, y'all, ready to get our gospel praise on. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming into our lives in such a dynamic and undeniable way. We give you praise, Father God. We honor you, and we submit to you, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Holy Spirit, God, for touching, leading, guiding our lives into the perfect will of God our Father, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctify, fire, fire, fire.
And see that he's good.
Joy, love, peace, and happiness.
My God, my God, sounds of woman of God, Kalanji Bennett. You heard her when she said, ooh, 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 ooh. That lady said real, real good. She dropped down low and went down to the tenor part of that song, and she was like feeling it real good right here, talking about, he's good, God. Yes, he is. He's so good. Woman of God, Kalanji Gant here on fire, the gospel experience, starting us off with a real, real spirit of praise, just the way we always do and the way that we love so much. My special guest, woman of God, is coming out of the phenomenal city and state of Houston, Texas. I already told y'all she's gifted. She's a life coach, thought leader. She does advisory work on Network Cloud, as well as author, psalmist, songwriter, wife, and first lady, married to man of God, none other than Daryl Bolson. He is the pastor, and they are working together in the unity of a beautiful marriage relationship, husband and wife. It just blesses my heart when I see man and woman of God doing what they do, gifted by God to shed a light and follow their calling, which I always submit to everyone. Find your purpose, find your destiny, find your calling, so that you can be that fruitful branch in the body of Christ. So without any further ado, my pleasure to introduce to some and to present to everyone else, woman of God, Tina Nelms Bolson, on fire, the gospel experience. Amen. Golden. Right there.
Oh.
Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Sister, first yes. lady, Tina Nelms Bolson, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you?
I am doing good this morning. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And, I mean, God, you just pumped me up. So I'm like, Lord, am I all of that? Come on. Bring me back down, Jesus.
Amen, amen. All of that, and they say with a bag of chips. So the people that know you, they already know that you're doing wonderful things for God. And it is just my pleasure to introduce you to my listening audience that may not have had the pleasure of getting to know who you are as a woman of God. You have so many gifts, talents, and calling. I would just like for you, woman of God, to just share wherever you would like to start to let us know who you are. Start from whatever humble beginnings you like, and we'll just let this spiritual conversation flow from there.
Sure, sure. So, again, I'm born and raised out of Houston, Texas. And I started, I guess, going around with my parents. They were going around with church and community choirs and singing and worshiping late in the evening, 3 or 4 services on the weekends each day. And so having that experience, knowing that church didn't have to be quiet, church wasn't a boring thing. Early age,
yeah.
You know, we were still going to a church that was a little quiet, even though we were going to other places. And so my father was kind of up and directing the choir at the time. I was 5 years old when I accepted Christ. And I went up and I said, you know what? And it was musically related. I was looking at a timeline here a little time ago, and I was like, you know, almost everything I've done has been tied to my passion and my calling and purpose with music. Because the first thing I looked up and said was, you know what, it's quiet in here. When we go to other churches, it's not quiet like that. I'm going to go in here and wake this church up at 5 years old.
Uh-oh.
And so that was my purpose for joining. It wasn't so much that I knew the Lord within my heart. It was, hey, I wanted to join because I wanted to wake this church up. And so at 5 years old, my first song was I'm Going Up Yonder, Tremaine Hawkins.
I'll never forget
that was the Sunday that I was able to proclaim God's gospel, even though I had not really had that direct connection myself. And then later on in life, started taking piano lessons. Growing up, we changed churches as my parents saw there was a need to do that for youth development. And I started playing for churches when I was 12. So having that experience, really, in all honesty, I prayed to God, hey, the people that I see playing, the people that I see going before God and worshiping you and giving it back to you, God, if you're the God that you say you are at 12 years old, Lord, I want to play like that. Lord, I want to do for you. I want to give it back to you. And I promise you, if you give it to me, I'll give it back to you. It won't be about money. It won't be about fame. It won't be about popularity. It'll be just because you blessed me with the gift to do it, and I want to give it back to you. And he did that. Within 3 weeks, I was playing chords and doing things that I did not know or had not been fully trained. I had to change music teachers. And in the midst of that, I started playing for the youth choir at our church, playing for Sunday school at our church. And then by the time I was 15, 16 years old, I was actually over the choir ministry at the church, working alongside with some of the others. And at 17, I got the opportunity, if my parents were actively involved with the Gospel Music Workshop of America, to submit some of my original material. At 17 years old, doing my music and new music class, and Houston Mass sung one of my songs that year. I don't want to date myself, but I'm grateful to be 50 years old, praise God. About 30 years ago, I did my music with Houston Mass, and then also won that same year with Murdy and Gales and Bobby Jones presenting me with the 1990 debutante cotillion for Houston, representing Houston that same year. So for me, okay, I had some musical accomplishments and achievements early on, but my parents were big on when you go out here to proclaim God, it's not just in the church and in the four walls. You got to go outside. So in order to do that, you got to prepare yourself. You got to go to college. You got to make sure that you're prepared before you declare. You just can't go out and proclaim something that you're not rooted and grounded in, that you have not studied and made sure that you are fully equipped and prepared spiritually to proclaim. And so I took a hiatus, still played for churches. I have been in the music business for a long time from that angle, but went to college. I have two or three different degrees, one in seminary, two in HR management and business administration, and so on. And so that's how I landed my paraprofessional working in HR for the last 30 years. So I'll stop there.
Amen. Well, let me say something, because, like I said, feel free to just share, because you have so much to share. I don't want to try to condense it all into one show. You are certainly welcome to come back and bless us with your presence on another program. But what I heard you say that you didn't say is that you had to change music teachers because your music teacher couldn't keep up with you. I got you. I know.
Yes.
I know you probably wasn't going to say it. You wasn't going to say it, but I heard it. I heard what you didn't say.
I heard it.
It's okay. Blame it on the host. He said it. She didn't say it. I said it. And let's talk a little bit about the importance of youth development, because as you were sharing, you said your parents made the decision, because I think I heard you correctly when you spoke about the issue being youth development. Now, I was talking with a young man on my job. He's in his early 20s, and he made himself the spokesman for that millennial generation. And we were having a conversation about the Bible and Jesus Christ, and he has some issues with the Bible, and I was sharing with him about truth. I told him, he said, I've been studying for a long time. I said, yeah, but I've been studying for a lot longer than you. And the things that you are just now having to maybe construct in your mind and reason with, I've already settled those things. And not only that, woman of God, but my life testimony confirms the miracles and the power and the truth that's in the Bible. But his concern was, he said that, you know, my generation, we have this issue, that issue, and that issue, which is basically they were saying that it seems like the church, like you were saying about church being quiet, that the church was quiet. Mm-hmm. The church is non-existent. The church is today, Christianity is not relevant for what they feel it should be. Can you speak about, from your perspective, about youth development and how it's impacting our young people today?
Sure. I believe that the youth development is critical, first of all, and I'm grateful to God that my parents recognized it in my sister and I's life, because we were both musically inclined and doing a lot of different things. And for us, being at a place where you cannot develop is not good. And I think everybody develops in different stages. I'm not going to say there's not a purpose for every church that's out here and what they're doing. I think every church has a different mission. And I think we have to acknowledge that. Right. However, you individually have to identify, you, your family, your household, your group, your, you know, who your trend of who you run with, have to identify, is this the place for me? And I think that's what we did. And once we migrated to the Antioch Baptist Church in Acres Home of Houston, it had drill teams. It had youth choirs that were allowing you to be vocal and use your own original material and let the musicians play. We had a whole band, an orchestra of musicians that were playing at 12, 13 years old. We brought what we were doing in the world at school and brought it to the church. So I think that churches
That's
have
right.
to evolve and recognize where there's an opportunity for the world,
yeah.
what we call the world, items to be brought into the church and used for God's glory, because all of it was created for his glory, then we should do
That's
that
right.
and allow the youth mm-hmm. to express themselves and allow them to come out.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I recognize, and I've heard recently to bring it more relevant, Reverend Brother Tim Bowman, he and his music ministry during the pandemic had to recognize, look, church is not what it once was as far as coming at 11 o'clock hour, everybody in the building. We've got to make it attractive because people are clicking church now. It's not just going to church, getting dressed up, going to church. So I've got to make sure that what we're presenting to God is not just great and worship worthy for God, but it's attractive to the musical ear. It's attractive to the attention, the lights, the presentation is organized, it's detailed. And so that's the same thing I think that our youth generation, I have a 21-year-old son, so I get what he's saying about,
mm-hmm.
hey, is church where I need it to be right now, what I need it to be? Yeah, the word doesn't change. The methodology changes. And he had to revamp his praise and worship platform so that it would be attractive. And if you go out and YouTube him now for the last year or so, he has really been mapping and doing things differently. And I think a lot of us have to do that. I know here within our church home, where my husband pastors at New Hope in Houston, Texas, we had the opportunity to revamp the whole inner building to reflect light, you know, camera action, so to speak, for that purpose, as also for better, you know, evolving and growth of the ministry and the kingdom. So I think it's what you're looking for and what you're seeking, matching what your expectation is and what you're wanting to give back.
That's right. Amen. Well, I'm going to say this too. Now, there is this issue, like you just said, we have gone through this pandemic, and the churches is going to, is a living organism. It's not an organization. The church is alive.
Correct.
So I call it an organism. That's what it is. It has the life of God in it. So it's going to manifest one way or another. Yes, we were blessed with technology. We were able to continue with our worship and praise services. But like you said, that caused some division for some of us believers, because now they have the luxury and the comfort of church fellowship through technology in the comfort of their own homes. But I'm going to say this to everyone listening to this broadcast, because one of the things that shows our commitment and our level of what it is that we want to offer to God, because the greatest gift, sacrifice that we can give God, offering, is ourselves. Now, are we compromising the gift of sacrificing ourselves by staying at home? Come on now. Hear me. Think about that. Because if I can commit myself to that job every day on time, and if the job says, hey, you could just click on and go to work, yes, we would do that. But see, we're talking about intimacy with God. And what if God held back some of his blessings from us? If he just gave us the bare minimum, we have a gracious God that is willing and looking forward to blessing us over and abundantly. My question for you, Lady Tina, and for the listeners is, are we willing to equally reciprocate giving God over and above just the bare minimum of worship and praise? Isn't that something that we need to consider?
I do. I you said so much in that right there, and I'm jotting down notes as well. For me, let me first say I dare not tell you to forsake yourself the assembly of other believers at your worship center.
Yeah.
I think that, yes, there is growth and there is strength and there's healing power in the building, on the temple, when it says when you walk on holy ground, that you are blessed. So definitely I would dare not say that. However, I do believe that, yes, we as a people and as generations, you know, year after year, have lost that intensity to want to reciprocate what God blessed us with, and give him that praise, that honor, that glory, and that worship back. I do believe that, and I think that we are further motivated and encouraged to do it when we're in person with others, as opposed to us being one-on-one watching and clicking. Definitely, it all has its place. I do believe that it has its purpose for technology. I believe that God created nothing under the sun that he can't get glory out of. For me,
yes,
you know, I go to church every Sunday. I think I missed maybe two or three Sundays during the pandemic, but for the most part, I have gone and not missed. But when I do have time, maybe on a Friday evening, when I want to click in and I need that extra push or that extra worship to get me prepared, it's good to be able to click on another service or what have you that maybe wasn't available. So I think it all has its purpose. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. Mm-hmm. We have to get back to some of the basics of where our foundation is and what the Word tells us to do in order to reap His blessings. And feel justified in reaching them. I think that we have really kind of went away from the foundational principles. And you can definitely have the principles and change the methodology. It doesn't mean you have to lose the foundation. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because, listen, I'm at a point in my Christian life now where I actually personify the Word of God. And what I mean by that is that I believe that those people that are recorded in the Bible are not to be put on a pedestal, but they are flesh and blood people, just like you and I, Sister Bolton. And I believe that since God did for them what He did for them then, He's that same God that'll do for me like He will do for me. Luke 13 and 11 records that there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And was bowled together and could not lift up herself. But do you not know that the Word of God tells us that that woman in her spirit of infirmity and bowled over made herself to the congregation? She made her way to the synagogue. And I'm saying, Lord, if I could just receive some of that commitment that the people in the Bible demonstrated, I believe you'd be satisfied and I believe I'll be satisfied too, because they are there for our encouragement. They are there for our reflection and demonstration. Those people in the Bible are not just stories. They are for us to pattern ourselves after. We say, I can't be like Jesus. Okay, well, be like Paul. Be like Peter with his crazy self, saved self.
Be like my pastor.
Be like my pastor. Be like that deacon. Be like that elder. See, I think that when we have a broader perspective of the body of Christ in relationship to the Bible, then we can find a lot more smoother places where we can find ourselves and fit ourselves into the body of Christ as well as the Bible itself, woman of God.
True, so true. And it's ironic that you say, you know, these people in the Bible or these stories in the Bible, they're not just fables, as we say. I had a podcast the other night that I do Treasures and Blessings every week. Where I share faith and inspirational teaching. And that was one of the things that, you know, these parables, these stories that we talk about, they're not just fables. They are not there for entertainment. No. They are there for you to see yourself and to see yourself clearly, to know that you can do just what those people did if you have the faith, conviction, and the belief that they had. And I think that you're definitely making that and bringing that on home as what we would say, to making that next person understand. Don't read the scripture just as you're reading it as a story or a book or a fiction. Read it as you see yourself in it. Because it was created for us to see ourselves. Yeah, and for us to get the nuggets.
Yeah.
And the nuggets out of God's word is that we change our heart. They're there for us to change our heart and our belief system so that we can be better Christians so that He gets the glory. Yeah.
Amen. We are a workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That means none of us are perfect, but perfection is our
goal.
That don't stop us from striving to give God our 100% to tune in the fire, the gospel experience. I am so blessed to have this woman of God here. She has the number 2 rated song on United Praise Radio, which I'm happy to say is also one of my collaborators that broadcast this fire gospel experience. Let's talk about your fight, woman of God, that encouraged you with this new musical project. Tell us about it before we play it so we can get our praise on with you.
Sure. My Faith and My Fight was birthed in about 2017, 2018, right before the pandemic. It was around the time, I'll be honest with you, you know, you go through those, as you get older, through those mindsets of, hey, have I done all that God would have me to do at this level? Is there something else that God's calling me to do? Did I miss my moment? You go through those questions where you question yourself. And God came to me and said, oh, daughter, no. As long as there's breath in your body, I'm giving you an opportunity to do something new, to do and a new platform to do it on, because there's an audience out there waiting just for you. And what I put in you the many moons ago that you think you've missed your moment, I'm still waiting to get some more of that out of you. And the purpose that I have is that I wanted God to get it out of me, but it was going to take my faith and my fight to get through to what God fulfills purpose that he had for my life. And so that's what this song talks about. It's not going to be easy. You've got to encourage yourself, as the word says, and you have to know that what you see before you and what you're fighting through has purpose. Long as you keep your faith and believing, God's will and his predestined fulfilled promise will come to evolution for you. So just know that your faith and your fight is what's going to keep and carry you through. And that's what the song is talking about.
Amen. And see, we're talking about faith and we're talking about fight, but one of the elements that is included in faith and fighting is time. Because, woman of God, I just heard you testify that this song came to you around about, I think you said 2017?
Yes.
Okay, well, listen to this. I went to school to do what I'm doing now, and it did not manifest until 31 years later. I went to school for this. I went through seasons of life, and I thought this whole thing about me wanting to be in media and radio personality, I thought that was just a boyhood, childhood, young man's dream. Little did I know that those seasons of life was preparing this fire to be an experience gospelly for me. And lo and behold, doors start opening that I didn't even know existed. That's why when people start talking about, is God real and the Bible real, I'm like, look, I'm going to share my testimony, but I'm not going to debate. I'm not going to quarrel. I'm not going to argue with you, because you can't argue, I don't care theologically how sophisticated you sound, with my personal experience. And there are things that happened in my life that confirm to me that there is a God, and that God is love. I'm so grateful for the faith and the fight that God gives his people, because guess what? With God, we are more than conquerors. Amen.
God will give you strength to make it. The power to go on, no matter what the world may bring, I know God will supply our needs. My faith and my fight, it was my faith and my fight, it was our faith and our mind, it's gonna bring us. But the master of can make it. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can with you.
I try. Yes, he will. And the power to go on.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. We allow the fire of God to live, move, and have his way in us. Holy Spirit God is that fire that burns bright inside of us. And we give God praise, glory, not just by dressing up and going to church, y'all. We give him praise and glory by the way that we daily live our lives. And catch this part, even when we know no one is looking, because we know that our God has an eye in every corner. He has an ear in every conversation, and we live our lives mindful with that. That's what true spirituality is, a intimate connection with our God at all times. Woman of God, it sounds like you really had a little bit more in you as that song faded out. I'll be waiting for the extended version of that song, because you wasn't through. You still had some more soul to sing in that. I heard you. It was fading out, but you were still in there. And
you know, they say you only got so many minutes, you know, when you put out a CD. And I'm like, I'm used to worship hour on a Sunday morning. You know, at least give me five to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, normally you got 3 to 4
Thank
on a radio
you.
Track. So trust me, I get it. That was some more on that end.
don't cut a sister off. Let her go on and get it all out, because she's going to get it out in the parking lot on the way home, in her closet, in her prayer room. It's coming out sooner or later, so we might as well record it
so
we can get our praise on right with you, woman of God. That's all I'm saying. What I would like for you to do right now is to share with us what it takes when we talk about faith and fighting. Those two go together, and people may not understand that. You got to stand up for your faith. The Bible says that the violent take the kingdom of God by force. See, we are in spiritual warfare. People don't understand that.
Correct.
Yes, we are spiritual. Yes, we have serenity. We have peace. We have joy. But we also are told to put on the whole armor of God. Can you talk about how faith and fight and fighting coincide together as a child of God?
Yes, I believe that when you're taught the word, you know, a lot of times we just like school, you're giving it like it's a tool. And so you thought that, hey, I've got to go out here and execute these tools that I've learned and what have you. But that will only take you so far. If you don't have a belief system, a true omniscient, powerful God or source that you're believing in that's driving those tools to execute, then they're just tools sitting on the shelf waiting for you to pick them up, but there's no purpose, there's no reason for it. God innately gives us those purposes and those belief systems and convictions and beliefs for us to carry out the tools that we've learned. So that's why I think that when we're up against things, when things are not going our way and we get discouraged, because you will, life is out here to tear you down. He's coming, evil is coming to seek and devour, seek and whom he can devour. And the only way he can is if you don't have your faith in your fight and you're not executing it. So you got to know that you got to know the word, first of all, to study thyself to be approved unto God. For a workman needeth not to be ashamed. Let's not forget the not in that. We don't want to be ashamed because we want to be executing the right power and the tools that he's given us. But know that you've got to know the word in your spirit so that you can use it and apply it when you need to. And the first thing you need to apply it to is yourself. Yourself is the person. Yourself is the person that is fighting normally against you more than others. A lot of times we always want to look at what somebody did to us, but it's our thought process of ourselves. It's what we think of ourselves, how we view ourselves, low self-esteem. Oh, I don't think I can do what the next person's doing. Doubt. All of that creeps in. Yeah. And in all honesty, that's the work of the enemy. The enemy uses that. So if you don't have conviction to know that I am more than a conqueror, I was created wonderfully made, that I am the result of his creation and what he wants me to look like, what he wants me to bring to the purpose and the fulfillment. Like I say all the time, he wants to get out of you what he put in you. So who's to say that you're not enough? No one. He's the all-powerful God. He's the one that created you and gave you. So use your faith in your fight and overcome your own issues. Not just the spiritual warfare and a battle and a war going on of evil and Christianity outwardly, but inwardly as well. And I think for me, that was my thing with my faith and my fight. It was, hey, I don't try to be Tasha Cobbs, Kiara Shear. They are wonderful gifts to the body of Christ. They are everything that God would have them to be in their moment. But that doesn't mean that he hasn't taken an opportunity to bless others with gifts and that there's an audience out there that you are touching. There's somebody out there waiting for your breakthrough. For you to come through so that they can get their breakthrough. So definitely, that's where your faith and your fight comes in. Work on yourself.
Amen. Powerful words there. I just have gotten to a point in my Christian life, you know that saying, we have our good days and we have our bad days?
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that anymore, Sister Bolson. What I say is my bad days are days where I practice what I say I believe. That's not a bad day at all. That's a day of me confirming, like you just got through saying, know yourself. Man, look, when you go through battles, God is not just letting us get beat up by the devil or enemies or demonic spirits. God wants you to take that word. You said, know your word. And I said, you better know your word, because your word is that sharp-edged sword that cuts going and coming. And it is a defense as well. It's our shield. It's our protection. Because what we're doing is basically we are reciting what God wants has already spoken. And if God has spoken it, then the word tells us that his word will not return unto him void. He's using us facilitators, as instruments, as vessels to continue to spread his word that he's already declared. That's why we can differentiate when people, look, I'm on this thing now where people are trying to, I've just felt stirred in my spirit to take a stand against this. Christianity is the white man's religion. Well, I'm going to share this wonderful book that I am reading, The Whitewashing of Christianity by Pastor Jerome Gay Jr. And it highlights how Christianity was in the African continent hundreds of years before the Atlantic slave trade, and even before the Roman Catholic Church was even a church, because the Queen of Sheba is from Ethiopia. There was a eunuch that Philip baptized that was from Ethiopia, and Simon the Cyrenian is an African man that helped carry Jesus' cross to the hill of the skull. So what we have to understand is that there is a strategic deception to divide people of African culture, African ethnicity, and descent to keep us from Christianity because of the horrific treatment that our forefathers and foremothers received as slaves in this country.
Right.
Yes, they had a slave Bible, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you share, woman of God. If a man takes a gun and commits a crime, do they arrest the gun? No. They arrest the man that improperly used the gun, because the gun could be used for criminal activity or law enforcement. Now, the Bible was used for criminal purposes for slave owners to justify slavery. That does not make the Bible deceptive. It makes the people that use it workers of the devil. I'm just going to say that because
workers
you don't take
God's
word and pervert it. Amen. So, woman of God, I'm just saying what I'm saying now is that as we walk this walk of faith, the millennials that question the integrity or even the effectiveness of believers and the church today, they don't understand that as Holy Spirit God moves, we move. And that could be individually as well as collectively. So we have to have conversations with them without belittling them, respect what they have to say. We don't have to try to push them into a corner. We don't have to challenge everything they say. We can just politely hear what they have to say. And then as we are led by Holy Spirit God to share an appropriate answer or just silence to give them the respect of maybe future conversations. We don't want to run them away. What we want to do is we want to be led by God, woman of God. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
that's all
and it's wonderful that you say that because, you know, having a 21-year-old son and, you know, he's done extremely well. I've never had one day of problem. I don't think I could have had a better kid in my life.
Beautiful.
And to God be the glory. But I also had to learn being a man child, him being a man child and me, you know, mothering him, go so far and then let God do the rest. I think what we try to do is browbeat the word. You know, and that's that old traditional churchism. You know, I come out of the Baptist church, so I understand what that is. But I also know in this younger generation, you don't have to do that. If you just sit down, let them share their thoughts, however crazy or wild they may be. I also let him sit and share as he was coming up. You know, well, Mom, what about this? I hear this in the church, and I hear the preacher say this, but what about this? And answer those questions with the scripture. And refer them to the scripture. And then my last words were, have you had your intimate time with God? Because what God can reveal to you, I can sit and talk to you for hours, and you'll never get it. But if you have your intimate time with God, which you know as a Christian of any format, you need to have that intimacy with God, then God will reveal whatever the right truth for you is. He'll reveal it to you. And that was my methodology in raising my child and raising my son, especially a man child, because you don't want to demasculine him. You want to make sure that he stays the kingdom power and the glory of what God would have him to be. And sometimes we as women, we do that innately, not knowing that's what we're doing. And so you have to, in this time in the season, especially with our African-American men, lift them up, build them up wherever we can. We can tell them what's right, but we don't have to demasculine them.
Yeah. That's right. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this, woman of God, because I got a surprise for you. Sometimes we just have to wait on him. Here's woman of God, Tina Nails Bosom, y'all. Tina Nails Bosom. She is so prolific in her pronunciation of the word of God. Y'all can hear her biblical spiritual intelligence. And then she's gifted in singing. About inspiring us to follow God.
Know that Jesus is real. May not come when you want him, but you want him when he comes. He's a problem solver, and soon he'll get it done. Trust he'll make a way. All he wants you to do is hold.
woman of God, Tina Nelms Bosom, here on this Fire Gospel Experience, telling us to just wait on the Lord. But woman of God, we say that, it sounds so spiritual, but I'm going to tell you, one of the most challenging things about being a Christian, being in a relationship with God, is actually waiting on God. So what would you suggest? How do we appropriately occupy our time, as we say, and as you sang in that song, wait on the Lord? What should we be doing in this process of waiting? Speak on it and help us understand it better.
Sure, and as we were talking earlier, studying, preparing yourself before you declare. You don't want the moment to come and you're not prepared for it, so prepare yourself. Even though you think you're already prepared, there's more for you to do. That's why he hasn't allowed it to come yet. So dig deep. Study his word. Make sure you know it backwards and forward. And then encourage others. Celebrate others and what they're doing. Sometimes he's in the neighborhood. He wants to see if you're going to celebrate his gift in other people. And so celebrate what they're doing and make sure that you are in the right place, in the right posture, giving him praise and glory. And that's right when he'll come in.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Woman of God, one of the things that I did want to discuss with you before you leave, and I'm inviting you right now publicly to come back, because there's so much that you have to offer us that we would be honored to have you come back. But tell us a little bit about your book that you've written. You are an author. Tell us about your book, because I'm sure after listening to you testify and the anointed music that you sing, my listeners are going to want to support you as an author as well and get more of your biblical intelligence from the book that you've written. Tell us about it.
So actually, I'm a co-author of a book You Got This, and it is a audio book that you can find on Kindle, you can find on Amazon. And during the pandemic, some of us spiritual women got together. We were like, you know what, we would normally be out speaking, teaching, doing different things, which of course have been shut down. But we were like, what can we do to get the word out? And, you know, a lot of times people don't have time to read a whole book. So can they do audio clips? So about 15 of us got together. With Bernadette Stannis did the forward for it, and Deborah Franklin Publishing Company, Church Girl CEO, and got us all together, and we were like, you know, what can we do to encourage women to know that even though times are hard right now, right in the pandemic, people are getting laid off, money was tight, I mean, just people were being, you know, depressed because they were in the homes, couldn't get out, but what do we do? Like you were just asking, what do we do while we're waiting? What do we do while we're preparing ourselves for the next moment and when he does deliver us? And so that's what the audio book is all about. You got this. Don't think you don't. You're where you are because you got this. You've overcome what you overcame because you got this. And all you got to do is keep pressing forward and know your season is coming. What he has for you is preparing itself for you. And when you get to that stage, Amen. Don't doubt yourself. Know that you got there because God has already made a way for you.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
You got
that. That is phenomenal, woman of God. So it's available just on Amazon. Just type in the book title and your name, and they can be able to access this audio book.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got this. Tina Nelms Bosom.
Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, is there anything that's in your spirit that you'd like to release and free up before we let you go?
I just want to say be encouraged. I think that all of us have a calling and a purpose on our life. And sometimes, like I say, we're our worst enemy. The main thing you want to do is stay connected to God and know what God is saying about you and to you and for you in this season. Don't get distracted by what others are saying and what others are portraying or thinking of you. Focus on what God is saying. Keep his word in your ear.
Yes.
And long as you focus on that, you'll be fine.
Amen. Well, listen, we would like to extend a happy belated birthday to man of God, Pastor Daryl Bolson of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church from September the 25th. Yes, we do our homework here at Fire the Gospel Experience.
Yes,
we just want to extend
you
a shout out and birthday celebrations. Even though it's a little bit late, it's always heartfelt.
Always
and
in
sincere.
Order.
Always in order. I'm praying that God will continue to bless your church home, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church there in Houston. Is there any special events going on in your area, in your church, that you'd like to announce for the people that are there locally that they can attend and support you going on in Houston?
Sure, I always want to give a shout out to my music label, Neil's Music Planet, that is an independent label owned by my sister and I, and then also the New Hope Church family and my husband for years, even before he became pastor, has always done a Hope for Houston, mm-hmm. which is they feed the homeless during the Thanksgiving holidays. We typically do it in the downtown Amen. Houston area, have done it for over 15 years. So stay on the grind with us. Stay connected with me on Facebook, Instagram. You'll hear more about it coming up. We do it every year. Have fed, given showers, haircuts, and prepared them to go back out so that they can get jobs and prepare and be confident in walking in the building for those interviews and what have you when they walk away from Hope for Houston. And so be looking for us. It's always a Saturday after Thanksgiving in downtown Houston.
Amen, amen. And I am blessed that, you know, the week before Thanksgiving, I will be celebrating my 62nd birthday in the Lord. So I'm just excited for what you all are doing. And shout out to Woman of God, Nina Nails, because she was corresponding with me, preparing you for this platform. And I just want to thank God for all of you, for the work that y'all are doing. Continue to let God use you is my prayer. And if there's any way that I can help support your ministry, please let me know. Get in touch with me, and I promise you I'll be there for you as best I can.
Awesome. Appreciate you, Brother Ryan. It's been a blessing.
Amen. Woman of God. Y'all just heard from an amazing woman of God. She is author, psalmist, songwriter, gospel artist, first lady, thought leader, all of that and probably more. And we'll get to that next time on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're just excited to have this woman of God here with us. Talk about Tina Naomi Bolson right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Bless you, woman of God. Looking forward to having you come back as soon as we can make it happen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is her, y'all. She came in with real fire and with real love for Jesus, I could tell. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Tina Nels Bolson here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You're tuning in the fire. We about to turn up the heat. We have more fire to share with you all. We want y'all to be blessed as we shine our artist spotlight on man of God, Theodore Chestnut. He's waiting in the wings. He's going to come and do what he do. He sent us new music. We're excited to have it and him to come on and give us strong words of encouragement, inspiration, and biblical knowledge on this Fire Gospel Experience. Right now, here's Team Elevation with Luke G and Pastor Jamal Baker, because I promise you, you're going to want to find your way, and there is no other way than to let God lead you. Hallelujah!
So many lost souls with no sense of direction, but now is the time to find your way home to God.
Lord, I'm so tired of trying to do this on my own. Lost on this road, don't know which way to go. Try to find my way home. Find my way. Find my way. Lord, I'm so
which way to go? So many curves and potholes, I'm on a dead end road. See the heart of a man, yes, I try to plan my way. But Lord, you order myself, I'm praying for a better land. My soul is weary, mind confused, don't know what to do. I'm in your presence, speak to me, I submit to you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, your word is true. My GPS on God, reroute me back to you, Lord.
I'm so tired of trying to do this on my own. Lost on this road, don't know which way to go. Try to find my way home. Lord, I'm so tired of trying to do this on my own. Lost on this road, don't know which way to go. Trying to find my way home. Find my way. Find my way. Find my way.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Rush Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Thank you, good brother Jerry Rush. That is the brother that syndicated this Fire Gospel Experience I've been broadcasting for 7 years, and 4 years with this Fire Gospel Experience. Brother Jerry has stepped up, man, and has made this Fire Gospel Experience more than I could have ever dreamed. I am so grateful for all of my kingdom collaborators that syndicate this Fire Gospel Experience. Natalie Peaches over at Gospel Songwriters Conference, GSWC Radio, as well as Woman of God, Lavette Gillespie, and Praise Him More Media. And then, of course, Pam Jones over at the River and Word Gospel Radio Station. And then, finally, but not last of all, is Woman of God, Stephanie McDonald, over at United Praise Radio. I'm so grateful for you all. This is the Power Hour, where we shine our artist spotlight on you talented gospel artists, musicians, vocalists that have a ministry of music, have a ministry of lyricism, have a ministry of just moving in our spirits in a phenomenal and a great way. This young man is coming to us. I have not had the pleasure of hearing this young man for a while, and so grateful that God has brought him back to us to let us shine this artist spotlight on this young man of God. He is doing phenomenal things. He has such a joyful spirit. He's just going to ignite even more heat on this fire that we've already created. He is coming to us live from Plainsboro, New Jersey, originally from Brooklyn, New York. He is doing his thing, y'all. And what can I say? Married man of God. Man of God, Theodore Chestnut, is here for this Fire Gospel Experience as we shine our artist spotlight on this man of God. Good brother, Theodore Chestnut, welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience, my brother. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm highly blessed and favored, man. I thank you so much, Fire the Gospel, and Mr. Ron Jefferson, for this platform, man. I'm glad to be back, man. I just thank God for what he's doing in my life, and I'm just ready to share with the listeners, my journey with God, what he's got going on in my life and at this season and point in time. So once again, I just want to thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, man, I believe you when you say that you are blessed and highly favored. I don't believe that's just a cliche with you, because, listen, I can reflect back, and I think it's been, I think I think it's been a year or two when you shared your story, man. You have a phenomenal story to tell about when God has overseen your life, what you've been through,
yes, sir.
Some of the courage that you've taken, some of the mistakes that you've made, yet and still, God still had his hand on you. Why don't you go ahead and reintroduce yourself to listening audience? Tell us a little bit about Man of God Theater Chestnut before we get into this awesome new music that you have sent me.
Okay, well, pretty much, I kind of like to preface, before I say my name, Theodore Chestnut, preface it with God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut. So I'm pretty much calling myself God's Journey Child. And the reason why I call myself God's Journey Child is because I know that I cannot do this walk of life alone. I have to do it with my Creator. So this journey that I'm on this journey for Christ, amen. And just to share a little bit about myself, I live in Goldsboro, North Carolina now, and I was in Plainsboro, living in Plainsboro, but then I relocated. I've been down here for like, 4 years, four or 5 years now.
Okay.
And pretty much, okay. I'm a loving husband. I've been married. We're going on 26 years now. So I'm in it for the long haul, Mr. Jefferson. Ain't no turning back now, because ain't nothing out there anyway. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm in it for the long haul. Ain't nothing else out there. And we have a daughter. She's 17 years old. She's actually going to be going off to college next year. So that's going to be an experience for her, also experience for me, just being around her 17 years and just raising her and just seeing her grow and mature. And I just thank God for allowing me to be her father, man. Fatherhood is the best, man. I wouldn't give it up for anything in the world, man. You know what I mean? And I'm a God.
That's right.
I'm a God fan, man. Everything that I'm doing right now, it's all for the glory of God. And I just thank Him for affording me the opportunity just to continue to press forward toward the mark. Amen.
Amen. That's phenomenal, man of God. Just share with us, where does this inspiration for gospel music that you do? Now, I've been listening to gospel music, man, for many decades. I grew up in Detroit, so, you know, I know about Commission. You know, I know about Aretha Franklin. You know, I know about the Winers. You know about the Clark Sisters. You name them.
Yeah,
I have
right.
been enjoying good gospel music all my life. But you have, Thomas Whitfield and company, the list is endless. But you have a very original and unique sound. Help us understand where that come from. What did you just emulate some people until God moved in your spirit and gave you your own unique style? Or how did this happen? Because there are a lot of people that are still trying to find their place in God. Maybe what you share can help someone find their way in God.
Yeah, well, pretty much. I'm like you. You know, I've been listening to, I can't say all my life. I'll be telling a lie if I do that. But when I actually started out rapping, then I started doing some R&B and stuff like that. But as far as the music ministry that God placed in my heart, man, it's just really me just stepping out on faith. You know, God has placed a desire, a burning in my heart, you know, to do some music. You know what I mean? I can't, when it comes to music, I can't say that I'm a full-scale musician and stuff like that. But what God has placed in my heart, you know, I'm just going to release it. You know what I mean? Because one of the things I kind of say is, like, when it comes to an artist or a musician, whether you're an author or a parent and stuff like that, we're our own worst critics, man. You know, we need to get out our own way.
You're right.
Once we get our own way and not be afraid of I was actually listening to the young lady you were interviewing before, and one of the key things she said is, don't worry about what people say, really worry about what God says
That's
about
right.
you, and that
That's
is
right.
we can do
That's
all
right.
things through Christ who strengthens us. So if we pretty much get out of our own way and do what God placed in our heart, you know, do our best, no more, no less, and He'll pretty much take care of the rest. So like I said, because I'm in a season right now, Mr. Jefferson, you know, God has given each and every one of us talents, you know what I mean? You know, there was that parable in the Bible where God had gave men gifts and stuff like that. But one man, he gave one gift and he went and buried that gift. So I don't want to be in that position where I'm burying my gifts. Every gift that he's bestowed upon me, whether it comes to singing, when it comes to writing, when it comes to filming, when it comes to producing, when it comes to engineering, I'm in a season where all gifts are on deck for me, man. Because it's getting late in the day to be high at night gifts. You know what I mean? Because people need to hear what God has placed in us. Because we're all assigned to different people. You know what I mean? Because everybody's not going to like your music. But believe me, there's somebody out there who needs to hear it. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm going to tell y'all, for those of y'all that don't know, you can all, I don't care where you go, Brother Chestnut. When you say, you know what I mean? Everybody going to know that you're from New York. Because y'all say that.
Yes,
and y'all say, you know what I mean?
Sir.
You know what I mean?
Sir.
So you can't hide it. Don't even try.
Can't hide. You're absolutely right. Can't hide it. Got been out here for like 4 years. And like I said, you can leave, but you never leave your spirit.
It's just in you. And the connection that
it's
I want to make with that is once you... Yeah, it's just in you, good brother. And the spiritual connection I want to make behind that is that once you are immersed in God, just like we're symbolically baptized with the water, once we're immersed spiritually into God, I don't care where you go, your language is going to be of God. Just like
That's right.
Of God still had that vernacular of coming from New York, I still have some vernacular from growing up in Detroit. It's just in us. So what we are saying is, let God in. He's standing at the door to knock for salvation. But once he has the freedom to come into your life after the invitation for salvation, guess what? He wants to come in and reside. He wants to come in and make himself at home. He wants to come in and rearrange, redecorate you from the inside out. Amen, man of God. Amen.
Amen. Because he said he's in all four corners of the earth, so you can't run, you can't hide.
Yes. Yes. So he wants to get in all four corners of our inside. Talk about every room of our life. Because there are some things, and I'm just talking about me. If I'm talking about you too, just say ouch. There are some rooms in our life that we want to keep private, that we really ain't ready to release yet. And sometimes it's a struggle because we have old propensities. We have those old habits that we really indulged in, that we really like, that we don't want to talk about. But see, this is the Fire Gospel Experience program where we are speaking about true Christianity. Yes, there are some issues in our lives, and we want God to free us. Because, man of God, check this out. When he frees us, don't it feel so good?
Lord, the way you love me, Lord, the way you embrace me, your love is kind.
God, turn your children, here we go.
It feels so good, loving you, Jesus.
I know
that you love me.
It feels so good,
loving you, Abba.
I know
that you love me.
It feels so good,
loving you, Jesus.
I know.
talking about real love, feels so good. My special guest, man of God, gospel artist Theodore Chestnut, is letting us know this with his new musical project. Man of God, I'm telling you, I love your unique sound. I am just so happy that you gospel artists have embraced the freedom to maybe move away from the old regime of music traditionally as maybe you felt it was obligated to. It took groups like the Clark Sisters and the Whiners to kind of open up the door so the gospel artists can go ahead and express yourself freely and fully as Holy Spirit God moves in your spirit. How do you feel about this new gospel music sound?
Hey man, I feel excited about it, man. One of the things I can say, you know, it's inspiring, it's encouraging, and it's just it makes you think. You know what I mean? One of the things that when it comes to music, I like to share my testimony, and everything that I create, I want to share my testimony. I want people to be free, man, and like the song says, man, it feels so good loving Jesus because I know that he loves me back. His love is really not predicated on anything, you know what I mean? Because far as when it comes to us as human creatures, you know, we can love somebody today and we can say the next second, next minute, next hour, we don't love them, you know what I mean? So our emotions are up and down, but when it comes to God, you know, God is on us, like saying, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. No, that's how we do as human creatures. Mm-hmm. When it comes to God,
come
God
on.
Loves us unconditionally. His love is not predicated on anything.
Yeah.
So that's why it feels so good loving Jesus, because I know no matter what I do, and even Mr. Jefferson, even when I've done him wrong, and I will continue to do that because I'm not perfect, you know what I mean? But I will focus on it, knowing not to do it again. But even when that happens, God's love is still unconditional. He still loves us back. Yeah, when we do something, yes, we're gonna have to go through the consequences, whatever that is, you know what I mean? And we have to grow and learn from it. But still, in all, He still loves us unconditionally, no matter what we've done, no matter what we're going through. Like I said, His love is unconditional and not predicated on anything.
Amen. Yes, yes. That's the wonderful extended grace of God. And quite frankly, we need to say this part too, that it is not to be used as a license to just indulge and then be like, well, I know God's going to forgive me, and then just go ahead and do it anyway. Now, I'm talking about me. I've been guilty of that, and I'm praying. I've had to ask God to forgive me for that. I don't want to abuse His grace in any way. I know God is a loving and a kind and a gracious God, but that don't mean we should try to take advantage of God's grace. We need to be mindful of everything that we do. Man of God,
you
how can your music be? Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
If you know what I think, what happens when we do that, we kind of prolong the plan that He has for our life. You know what I mean? Because we're gonna have to go through a season, but sometimes that season may be a delay. You know what I mean? It may be a delay of what God really has set up for us for our lives. You know what I mean? But although when we go through that trial and that delay, it's still part of the process. But why we shouldn't hinder it? We shouldn't hinder the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's
sorry for
cutting
you off, but
just
that dropped in my spirit, so I just want to kind of put that out there.
No, man, I tell you, artists, you gospel artists, special guests, when y'all come in, y'all have full freedom. You ain't stepping on my toes. I know how to hold my thoughts. I've been doing this long enough. I want y'all to have the freedom to get it out. Going to do, man of God, is I was going to help promote your music ministry. I was going to ask you, how can my listeners support you by downloading, purchasing, whatever they need to do to obtain your music, not just your new project, but this man of God has a library of gospel music that'll move your spirit. How can my listeners indulge you and support you by obtaining your gospel music?
Well, pretty much, you know, the norm, you know, all my music is pretty much it's distributed via CD Baby, and it's all on all digital media outlets when it comes to iTunes, Google Play, and Pandora. So you can pretty much go there and download it. And also for the song that you just played, Feel So Good, it's actually a remix. It's actually a remix. I did the song before, but God placed it in my spirit to do a remix. And the difference is
sounds
I have
good.
Different, on the Empire song, I did most of the background, but on this song I had a lot of female singers who kind of helped me out. So, and I kind of say this, that the reason why I had to do the remix, because like I said, God dropped into my spirit, and God is so gracious and good, I had to do it twice, you know what I mean? I had to do it twice. And this song will actually be out October 5th. Actually, it's coming out October 5th, and the reason why I'm releasing it on October 5th, because that's the actually the day that my dad had passed away back in 2009, so I wanted to do something in honor of him.
Amen. Well, listen, continued healing and grace for you in terms of the transition of your father, because when we lose our loved ones, that's just something that we have to just endure. It's not something that you get over, because you're not trying to get over our loved ones. We love them. We miss them. My comfort is to know that the ones that have transitioned before me will be standing at heaven's gate when I get there. So that way I won't get so caught up in being here. I have loved ones here that I know I'm going to miss when it's time for me to leave here. But I want to do like Paul. I want to run my race. I want to finish my course. And
see what's gonna be.
Love everybody. Yeah, I want, man of God, I tell people all the time, love everybody that you can while you can as much as you can. Because when that separation of death comes, you won't see them again until heaven's glory. So love them.
Yeah.
Don't hold nothing back. So, man of God, we appreciate you. Also, too, how can you be contacted for booking? Because, you know, there are going to be gospel concerts. There are going to be revivals. There are going to be men's conferences. There are going to be all kind of things going on.
Yeah.
And when they hear this broadcast, they're going to want to get in touch with Man of God Theater Chestnut to be a part of whatever their event is. How can you be reached for booking?
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Actually, you can reach me. I'll provide my email address, and I say it slowly, and I actually repeat it, which is a Gmail address. So my email address is ntacpr@gmail.com. Once again, it's ntacpr@gmail.com. And, of course, you can hit me up on send me a Facebook Messenger on social media. That's how I kind of connect with people. So I'm at Theodore. My Facebook page is Theodore Chestnut. Just send me a Facebook message, and I definitely will respond to you. And also, I'm on Twitter and also on Instagram, so you can hit me up that way. And it would be my pleasure to contact you back. So I don't have no middleman, so you can reach me directly.
That's right.
I don't like to deal with a lot of middlemen. We deal with a lot of middle people. They got different agendas, so I'd rather, you know, like you
say,
get
his
mouth.
Amen. Basically, y'all, what he's saying is he's taking the training wheels off. He's a big boy. He can take care of all of his gospel business all by himself.
Yeah.
He good to go.
Yeah.
Man of God, listen, I appreciate you. I do recall you sent me a message asking me to support you in some way. I didn't forget. I didn't respond back to you, man of God, because my plate was full. But please,
don't worry about that, support,
if you feel like, if you feel like there's something that I could contribute to your ministry, please include me and get in touch with me so that I can continue to be the best brother in Christ that I can to you and your ministry. Amen. If you do that, I appreciate you.
I appreciate that, man. Listen, I'm like the saints say, if God never do another thing for me, he's done enough. So, Mr. Ron, you've done enough, and you continue to do so, man. So I appreciate that, man. And anytime I get the opportunity to come on your show, fire the gospel and chat it up with you, man, I love it, man. So thank you so much once again for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen. You know you still in my top two gospel artists. Ain't nobody going to take your spot, good brother. You good to go.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, bro. So
amen. Man of God. Theodore Chestnut, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Shining in our artist spotlight. You keep shining for Jesus, man of God. We appreciate you, and we're going to keep you in our prayers. I'm going to ask that you keep me in yours. Thank you.
Yes, sir, of course. You're welcome. My pleasure.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Man of God, Theodore Chestnut. He has been doing so good. He is saved. Talking about being saved, being sanctified, and having the Spirit of God burning in you like fire from heaven. You're tuned into fire, y'all. The gospel experience. Here's woman of God, Daphne Hilton, with new music. She's not just trying to contribute some of her to God. Oh, no. She is here to do nothing less than to contribute all that she is in God. And don't you know that that is all that God is looking for? He wants all of us, not just some of us sometimes. He's not just looking for a weekend lover, as I've heard somebody say. He's looking for a full-time spouse. He's looking for somebody that's going to be with him through the thick as well as the thin. And that is what God wants for each and every one of you. How about that? Are you willing to give God all of you? Woman of God, Daphne Hilton is. Come on, woman of God. Help us out. Bless us. Tell us about it.
Oh, God, we need you. And I need somebody to know that we cannot make it without him. So, God, we give you all of us right now.
I come to you with all of my mind, Lord. And I come to you with all of my heart, Lord. And I come to you with my body. I present you, yes, all of me. Everybody say,
I come to you with all of my mind.
The depths of our heart. To you, Father. Oh, God, we surrender it all to you. Listen, this is what I want y'all to know.
I give it to you. I give you all of me.
Let's
don't tell, tell them, hey, hey, yeah.
Hello, this is Gloria Bower, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year nominee and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at thebowernetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring Him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
This song is dedicated to my mom. I love you, and I still miss you. Let's go.
Lessons never die, yeah, 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 yeah. Legends only fly, yeah, 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 yeah. Never have to say goodbye, yeah, 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 yeah. Just look up to the sky, yeah, 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 yeah. Legends never die, oh, no.
Woke up in the morning. Thought I had some answers, got a phone call from my mama. Man, she got cancer. Will she live or will she die? As I look up in the sky, as your boys start to cry. Hey, listen up, cause there's another situation. My little brother's gone on a long vacation. Right or wrong, unjustly accused. Father, come quick, cause your boy got the blues. If pressure bust pipes, then I'm about to explode. I'm singing, Lord, come quick, because I'm losing control. And then he answered, he said, can you understand? Yo, give it all to me and just put it in my hands. I'm singing, legends never die, they always fly. I think about your mama when I look up in the sky. You're singing now, legends never die, they always fly. I think about you, mama, as I look up in the sky, yeah.
Legends never die, yeah, 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 yeah. Legends only fly, yeah, 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 yeah. Never have to say goodbye, yeah, yeah.
Could it be? Is your boy preacher man down on bended knee? Dear Lord, heal my mom's, cause this is a prayer from her oldest son, I got my hands raised, giving you all praise. Said, Lord, come quick because I'm in a daze. As I struggle and fight, as I hit the floor, because I don't wanna feel this pain no more. See cancer start eating away. I'm saying, Lord, I keep praying from a brighter day. I'm saying, Lord, you can do anything. You can heal. I'm saying, cancer, you gotta go. You getting killed. I'm saying, legends never die, they always fly. I think about you, mama, when I look up in the sky. I'm saying now, legends never die, they always fly. I think about you, mama, when I look up in the sky. Yeah.
Legends only fly, yeah, 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 yeah. Never have to say goodbye, yeah, 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 yeah. Just look up to the sky, yeah, 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 yeah. Legends never die, yeah, 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 yeah. Legends only fly, yeah, 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 yeah. Never have to say goodbye, yeah, 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 yeah. Just look up to the sky, yeah, 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 yeah. Legends
Sounds of Preacher Man here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, letting you know that there are some legends in our life and they will never, ever die. Their legacy, their memory lives on deep inside our spirit. Amen. Sending that out to everyone that is enduring the loss of a loved one. My dear friend, sister in Christ, Tanya Bankston, I know that you just recently lost your dearly beloved grandmother, Granny, and we just reach out to you in prayer, in comfort, to know that God is there with you and that he will ease your pain even through the loss. We are here to embrace you, to love you, to care for you, as well as anyone listening to this broadcast that has to endure the pain of separation from loved ones because of the transition of death. But we all have an appointed time. Accept the Lord Jesus come first, and then we'll be translated. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll be changed from corruptible to incorruptible and be with the Lord and be reunited with our loved ones. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, starting at verse 17 through verse 19, talking about more faith. The word of God reads as this. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Sounds familiar, don't it? Yeah. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, according that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in figure. Which is interesting, because at that point I don't believe that there's any recorded word from the life of Abraham about physical resurrection. I heard it once said that many people in search of faith want to see to believe, but God requires the very opposite in regard to faith, that we first believe and then we will see. This issue of faith or lack of even wearied our Lord Jesus so much to the point that he even lamented. Matthew 17 and 17, the Lord Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer with you? Bring him hither to me, as the Lord continued to do his miraculous work of healing and deliverance. Faith is knowing and trusting what you believe in so much that it exists as if you could actually see it in spite of it being unseen. Our examples and demonstrations have been preserved in the Old Testament person of Father Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried. We, talking about you and I, who claim to have faith, will surely be put to the test to see if indeed it is true faith. Not to be confused or misconstrued to be faith in our faith. This may seem like a thin line, I know. But our faith alone, apart from the uniquely intimate relationship with the Almighty, is just an abstract anomaly created by our own undertaking. We may even be victims of falling prey to worshiping our faith. And I do believe that this is the very coy and insidious dynamic of those who disobediently exclude themselves from worshiping corporately with the church body of believers. There's this danger of becoming high and mighty minded with the faith that have been placed on a pedestal that they find themselves bowing down to and assuming that they're connecting with God when they're really just connecting with their own faith. Not so with spiritual patriarch Father Abraham. It is said that God doesn't tempt man, but God certainly will test it. James 1 and 13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. It's the testing of our faith that exposes and matures our faith. We will be subjected to the same test until we pass. Our struggles, challenges, and failures are designed to lead us to success. When we acknowledge within ourselves, when we cannot overcome our own, on our own, is when we should appeal repeatedly to the Most High God until our change comes. The word of God continues to say, offered up Isaac, talking about Father Abraham, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. This is where our theology grows arms, legs, and feet and puts into action like Father Abraham did. He was in the very heat of killing his long-time promised son, Isaac. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the inner turmoil of what he was going through after many, many decades, 70, 80 years old, waiting on the promise to see this son that he had been praying for finally arrive with the message that God says, I want you to take your own son's life. Lord Jesus, help us. Our faith is the substance of what we believe that we will accomplish when that particular time comes. We can be sure by our faith it's true, that we actually don't know what we will do in certain times. But we can be sure by our faith. But this is when our faith matures us to believe that we will come through just like we believe. And we live and rest assured that we will do just what God requires of us at the right time. This is living in more faith. Verse 18 says, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 19 says, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in figure. Not having a clue to the reality of how Father Abraham would have the promise of God kept by sacrificing his son Isaac by killing him, he still yet obediently with the eyes of faith did not be blinded by his temptation to disbelieve God. So he obeyed God. Abraham pressed through the most trying time of his life. And this Old Testament record of the testing of Abraham's faith is preserved to be inspiration for us to hold on to what we believe in God for good, regardless of the plots, plans, and pains that may come against us. In the words of the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 4:17, he says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And these words, I pray, will forever be sealed in your heart, mind, and soul, beloved, to the ever-increasing of your receiving more faith in God. When he, talking about God, made the greatest of all our promises, when he said in Hebrews 13:5, the Apostle Paul is quoting, he said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Talking about more faith, y'all, here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen. Goes right there. And he is man of God, David Whitfield II, letting us know that our Jesus reigns. Amen. That's what takes more faith, letting Jesus reign.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hallelujah goes right there. Jesus reigns. Yes, for sure. That's for sure. Man of God, David Whitfield, the second, Homer from Detroit, from that phenomenal Whitfield musical family. Right there, right there. Amen. Jesus reigns. We're going to give you praise, dear God. We're going to give you honor and glory all the days of our life that you give us. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, thought leader, life coach, author, psalmist, songwriter, gospel artist, Tina Nelms Bolson, for coming in with such beautiful, beautiful inspiration, testimony, and anointed gospel music, as well as my special guest in Shine Artist Spotlight, man of God, Theodore Chestnut. They came in with their spiritual 1-2 punch and set the whole house on fire, fire, fire. I want to leave you all with one final word, if I may, and that is, some people may want what you have or be who you are, but they don't want to go through what you did to be you. Think about it. So that may help us separate individuals from supposedly maybe ulterior motives, or just discerning who is in that circle and who is in that inner circle. I pray God blesses you, keeps you, and gives you a fresh insight and inspiration to keep on keeping on in the precious and beautiful name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. So until next time, I want y'all to know that you can go to my YouTube page, Ron E. Jefferson, and pull up the last 3.5 years of fire gospel experience, archive programs. You can also go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and pull up my archives to share and to bless you as well as anybody you know. So until next time, listen, I thank God for you. I pray God will cover you, keep you, bless you until another day, until he comes. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, because there is no other. Amen. Goes right there. And of course, we say, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
your goal.